For a studio audience.
I can't believe it. She stood me up. Shh, is right. She just took my heart and flushed it right down the old toilet bowl. Terrible. Everybody's got a date tonight. Everybody's got a date.
No. This is called My TV Works, Yours Don't. It's not a date.
I wasn't even counting you. Shirley's got a date, don't she?
Who's she got a date with?
She went to the movies with some big shot down at the brewery. I think he's head of yeast.
Wow.
You know, I even gave him my best line, the one about I was a terminal case with 2 weeks to die.
Look, who cares? I mean, she had cold sores all over her mouth.
Those wasn't cold sores. They was beauty marks.
Will you guys shut up, huh? Look, I'm trying to watch from here to eternity here, huh? Look, Squiggy, if you want to stay, sit down and shut up. Let's not get out of here.
I don't want to stay. I don't want to. I'll do it. I can sit out. I can leave. I got my own ticket. I'm all right. All right, shut up.
Oh, would you look at that? Burt Lancaster and Deborah Carr are making out.
What'd you get so excited about? It's just a picture. They're probably not even using their own tongues. It's done with its trick photography.
Oh, there's no butter on this. Would you butter this?
No, no butter on that. I can't believe it. They're walking into the water together. What a couple of jerks.
Come on, this is the best part. This is where they lay down in the sand.
Could never happen. Could never happen, and that is a fact. You mean to tell me that there ain't no motels in the entire state?
Boy, what a hunk he is, huh?
Hey, you know, he ain't such a much. He didn't even remember to bring a blanket to the beach.
Probably thinks he's a grunion.
We'll be back to our feature in a moment. Hi, lovers.
Hi.
Hey, this is your host, Lucky Ray Hooter, bringing you Saturday Night Movies for Lovers. Now, Lucky Ray is going to give this love drama spin and some lucky lovers a chance of a lifetime. The rules are very simple. Anyone about to be married is eligible. Hey, I've got a card. Now, while we see if our lucky lovers are waiting by the phone, I will read our viewer's story.
Oh, good.
Okay. I am a young bride-to-be with no money and no hopes for a honeymoon.
Aww.
My ambition in life is to help people who are less fortunate than myself, although I don't know any.
We're right here.
Signed, Miss Shirley Feeney.
What?
Hello, Love Movies calling. Is Miss Shirley Feeney?
Oh, no, I'll go get her.
at your heart. You don't want to blow it.
Yeah, right.
Coming to the phone, you're right.
Hello, this is Miss Shirley Feeney.
Well, hello there, lucky lovebird. Say, do you watch our movie all the time?
Oh, constantly.
When I'm not out helping others.
Just fine. Now, if you answer this question, you'll be on your way to a fabulous honeymoon. Now, what famous lovers were prevented from marrying because of their feuding families?
Esther Gutenberg. Esther Gutenberg, a father hated Persians.
I believe it was Romeo and Juliet.
That's absolutely right. For that correct answer, you and your fiancé will be spending a honeymoon weekend in the sweetheart suite of downtown Milwaukee's most famous pleasure palace, the Hotel Pfister.
On the TV. I mean, they actually said my name on the TV. Tell me again, how'd they say it?
Miss Shirley Feeney.
Can't believe it. The love drum spun my way. This is the first time I ever won anything in my whole entire life. This could be the beginning of a lucky streak for me. My ship has finally come in.
I hope there's a cabin boy in it for me. Oh, Cheryl, I'm telling you, it's going to be terrific, and we have got the perfect plan. Yeah. Tomorrow morning, bright and early, we go to the heart of downtown Milwaukee, huh? To that beautiful Hotel Pfister. And then Carmine plays the groom, I play the bride, yeah, and then they take that picture of you and him crossing the threshold, that one picture, and then you and me have a weekend, huh?
Oh, boy.
I just don't want to get in trouble, that's all. Oh, come on, it's going to be fun, huh? Everybody's jealous of us, aren't they? Lenny and Squee have been begging us all week to let them go with us, huh?
That's true. I just don't want to get caught. That's all I'm worried about, you know.
Well,
I
mean, if you were that worried, how come you entered the contest in the first place, huh?
I entered that contest 18 months ago. Hey, I thought for sure I'd be a bride by now.
Wedding gowns. All five of them.
You can take your pick. We got everything here from virginal white to here we go again red.
Oh, they're beautiful.
This one's reversible. You can wear it in court.
Oh, thanks for the dresses, Mrs. Babish.
And the trunk. Just have fun. I had some great weddings. Lousy marriages, but great weddings. Well, Shirley, did you pick a dress?
Yeah, which one are you going to wear?
I'm wearing white. I earned it.
All right, right this way, please. Okay, let's get one here in the threshold. Very nice. Just a few more, kids. Smile. If you're not happy now, you never will be.
You said one more picture, I go last year.
Mr. Happy Honeymooner, we pay for everything but tips.
Oh, all right, sure. Can you hold this for a second?
Yes,
ma'am. Sir.
Right. I lost my head.
Now, just one more shot, then we'll leave you two lovebirds alone. Very nice. All right, Herbie. Don't try to do everything in the first night.
Hey, Dre, that's the best name you can come up with? What's wrong with Medusa? I've had that all my life.
You're the one who wanted to go undercover. You're the one who wore the mustache, not me.
Now, what's wrong with a mustache? My Uncle Ernie got married in a mustache.
Well, I didn't marry your Uncle Ernie, now did I? All right, help me with this.
Hey. If I was a turtle, you would have punched holes in the top of that thing.
One, two, three, up the gear. Hey, shake her. Run up and down it.
Right?
Walk around. I ought to find a bathroom. Get out of this monkey shop.
Come on, Sherry. Come on. Let's go.
That a girl.
We did it, huh?
Yes, we
did.
My
plan worked.
We're here. Oh, look, Ernie's, this is going to be a fun-packed weekend. You know what's going on in this hotel?
Why?
First of all, there's a doctor's convention.
No.
That's true. And then there's a Hungarian circus that's staying here in the hotel.
Oh, I love circuses.
And in the Makanda room, they are featuring Leroy and his organ.
Oh,
no. Right? Boy, are we going to have fun every night.
This place is great. I could stay.
Oh. But I gotta get back to dance class. I got a whole conga line waiting for me.
Well, gee, thanks, Carmine. Thanks again.
Yeah, you've really been a good sport.
Yeah.
Carmine, you forgot this.
Easy. Oh! Hey, just don't worry, everything will be all right. Just relax, have a good time. I mean, how often do people like us get to walk around a place like this?
Hold on. Laverne, this must be how Liberace lives.
Yeah.
Double doors.
Didn't I tell you?
Look at this little cherub.
Didn't I tell you?
What's in here?
A closet!
Oh, look at this painting.
Oh, didn't I tell you?
What kind of a view of the alley?
I didn't know that.
Oh, look at this bed, will you?
Oh, who wouldn't want a Vodio dough in a joint like this?
I'm gonna go check out the bathroom.
I'm gonna check out this bed.
Oh.
Look at this Cupid up over the bed. Look at his eyes. His eyes follow you everywhere. Look at that.
Go that way. That's a cross-eyed Cupid. Why would he do something like that?
I don't know.
Who is it?
Mr. Gunther.
Mr. Gunther. Get in the trunk.
Get in the trunk.
All right, get under the bed, then. Get under the bed.
There's no under.
Bathroom.
Hide
the bathroom. I'll take
care of it.
Yes.
Come in.
Just stopped by for a couple shots of the complimentary champagne.
Oh, I thought that there was just the one shot over the threshold.
Oh, no. We take pictures all weekend. Come on, let's sit.
My husband is in the bathroom.
Don't worry. I quite understand. Oh. We'll be back in about 15 minutes.
Oh, good. That'll make Guido very happy. Goodbye, Mr. Gunther.
15 minutes?
They're going to be taking snapshots all weekend.
All weekend?
Carmine's gone.
Gone?
What are we going to do?
We're
going to get in trouble. They're going to catch us. They're going to arrest us.
No way, I am.
Yes,
no way. I'm going to get arrested.
Put us in prison.
Oh, I feel so much better.
says your 15 minutes are up. I hope you made good use of them.
We don't, darling. They're here.
Looks like he's lost weight.
Well, he just took a hot shower, and steam always does that to him. Isn't that odd? Yes. Darling, darling, give me your sweetie paw. Give me your sweetie paw. Here we go.
I think they should screen these contestants a little more closely. Set up right over here, Herbie.
This is the champagne in the glasses in the hand shot.
Would you remove the towel? It will make a better picture.
He just washed his hair, and he's very susceptible to head cold. And I'm so frightened that during our honeemoon, he might come down with something
better.
Oh, there. There we go. I'll tell you what. Maybe the hat'll help. Yeah, like that. Yes? Okay, here, darling. Here, honey. Take the glass, honey.
You two must have some very amusing times together.
Very nice. Thank you.
That's all, Herbie.
Good.
Now, we won't be wanting you to wear that towel in the other photo sessions. It's a no-no contest rules. You are scheduled for a garden-side photo session at 10:30. Then on to the gift shop at 11. And, oh, by the way, the Rosen Bar Mitzvah would just love it if you would take some photos with them in the Belvedere Room at 11:30. It's not mandatory, you understand, but it would be nice since we are the Bar Mitzvah Center of Milwaukee.
Mr. Gunther, I'm afraid that Guido and I will not be able to make the photo sessions. You see, we're allergic to large doses of outdoor air.
We have to have those photos. Now, if you don't come to us, we will have to come to you.
Oh, but Mr. Gunther, it's our honeymoon.
Don't worry, we'll be listening for the music. And we will be there.
Out. We can't have any fun in this hotel. All they want to do is take pictures. We're trapped here.
Yeah, but only of you. I'm free.
Oh, no, you wouldn't leave me alone on our honeymoon, would you?
You want to have fun, don't you? Huh?
Yeah.
Well, if we can't go out and have the fun, I will bring the fun here.
Well, what am I supposed to do in the meantime?
Play the bed.
Hello, is this the bell captain? Hello, this is Mrs. Guido Andretti. Thank you very much. I was wondering if you saw a person down in the lobby wandering around with a very prominent L on their sweater. Not now, Mr. Gunther! Honeymoon noises. Keep Gunther out. He's been at that door every 10 minutes. And where have you been, pray tell?
Do I have a surprise for you? Come on, boys.
Room service?
I want you to meet the flying Yatzo Vix. That's Yatzo and that's Vix over there. They don't speak English.
Yes. Why are they bowing?
Oh.
It's the dress. They think you're a queen. Go with it.
Well, we got the makings of a party here. And this is just the beginning. I met a whole bunch of circus people and a couple of guys I met in the lobby and, well, I bumped into Lenny and Squiggy downstairs. They were crashing the proctologist convention.
No!
Yeah. Big Rosie is there, too, without Ogden hanging on to everybody.
Oh, God.
To the guys in the Superman suits.
Lenny and Squiggy, I'd like you to meet the Flying Yatsovics.
Yeah!
Gee.
Yeah! 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 Yeah!
See, Cheryl, we got a party here.
Sorry, see you later, guys. Hey, had a wonderful time. Hate to leave, but I think Squiggy's in love again.
This time for real.
Vern, Laverne, why do we fight, huh? Tell me, you resent my wealth, my big house, my furs?
Yeah. Still can belt them down, huh, Ruth?
Yeah. It's just a bimbo in my soul. Now, you are my kind of man.
But then, who isn't?
Yeah! Yeah!
Yeah! Party, sister of the groom.
Yes.
Well, we pay for the honeymoon, but not the reception.
No, this is not the reception. This is an old Italian tradition. It's called spending the first night of the honeymoon with the entire family. Right.
You don't belong in a luxury hotel. You've taken the holy institution of matrimony and turned it into an absolute shambles, along with publicity. I knew you were a phony.
Oh.
Didn't I tell you, Herbie?
Definitely.
Yes, I'm always right.
Does this mean that we don't get a continental breakfast tomorrow morning?
There won't be no tomorrow. I could have you arrested, you and your band of flying loonies.
I told you.
You're all loonies. You're crooks, you're creeps, you're thieves.
Hold it, hold it.
On the other hand, who's to say what's right and what's wrong?
Generally, Mr. Gunther, it's the bimbo with the bucks.
That's right. And we are having a private party here, and you two are not invited. And we have this room until tomorrow at checkout time. Now get out. Get out. That's right. Drinks for everybody. Drinks for everybody.
Not everything. The bellhops won't carry down our trunk. But still, it was a great weekend. I hate to leave this place.
Yeah. We'll never get to stay in a place like this again.
Bite your tongue. I'll get to stay in a place like this again.
Doesn't your balloon ever...
Well, maybe you will. Come on, let's go.
What is that?
Nothing.
What is it?
Nothing. It's nothing.
What is it? I want to see. What is it? Show it to me, Laverne.
No, 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 put it back. No.